That was the fifth dimension, and you heard a little bit of Up, Up, and Away a little bit. And the 11th song of the year, okay? Do you remember I interviewed Tiffany back in the day? Well, Tiffany made it last year's countdown for the segment, but this year it is Higher with Tiffany. And that was 11th song of the year, Tiffany with Higher. 11th segment of the year is Adilla Barnes, recorded at Kearstones in Marietta, along with Florence LaRue. But here's just Adilla Barnes. She was the black woman in Roseanne. She was in the movie with Hilary Swank called Iron Jawed Angels, and she made a guest appearance in CBS's Cold Case. And this is over the Derek Shapiro show. So here's Adilla Barnes.
Sorry. And of course, you're the author of, let's see over here, of On My Own Terms. This just recently came out?
Yes, it came out in December of 2008, and I'm really proud of the book. It's doing very well. In fact, the month of June, last month, it was named number 3 in Essence magazine in terms of nonfiction paperbacks, even though it does come in hardback as well. So Obama got number 1. He got number 2 for his 2 books. And I came in number 3, so I was in very good company.
Now, did you get any response from President Obama? Did he contact you?
No, he hasn't, but I'm going to send him a copy of the book and let him know that I'm trailing him. I'm right behind him.
So he knows that, too. So he heard of your name as well, so that's good. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, I hope he has.
Yes. Actually, speaking about, you know, President Obama in the White House, how does that make you feel, you know, being a strong, independent black woman, you know, and so many black, you know, people now that's in power now? How does that make you feel?
I feel very, very proud, and I think now, in many ways, some of the ills that we've had in our country, we're able to now begin healing in a new way, and that's really beautiful. And not only that, I think that it allows those who perhaps have been considered to be the disenfranchised, perhaps those of color, perhaps those who are poor, to see that it's very possible to achieve whatever it is you want, including becoming president of the United States.
What is On My Own Terms about?
It's really the story of an ashy-kneed little country girl in the state of California who's got big dreams and angels who guide her along the way to achieve what it is she wants for herself.
And are you're from California?
I'm a native Californian. I grew up in a little town called Oroville, California. And from there, I moved to UC Santa Cruz, where I graduated, the Bay Area, and I presently live in Los Angeles, as well as being bicoastal in Atlanta. So this is my home, too.
Really? So growing up in a small town, what did that mean to you? And then turned to actress, of course, then book author. How does that mean to you?
Well, what it means to me growing up in a small town is that I really had the opportunity to learn from my elders, to be a part of nature, to really appreciate life in a very simple and very loving in a very respectful way. For example, I always love seniors, and performing here today at Kearstone is an example of my desire to continue to stay connected and to give back to my elders.
And this is your first book that you wrote, or is this just a second?
This is actually my first book, yes.
And how did you get inspired to do this book?
I had former students of mine who gave me this book and said, this is for when you decide to write your acting book. These were my acting students when I taught at the American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco, California. And so they really planted the seed, and some years later, fast forward, I decided it was time to really write that book. So it took a different kind of route. It's not a how-to acting book of sorts. It's more using my life as the backdrop. And it really is a book that I think transcends categorizing. And one of the reviewers said that it's a book that defies you to categorize it. So it is at once an acting book. It's a motivational book. It's an inspirational book. It's a memoir. It's an autobiography. It's all of that and more.
So how can someone use this as a tool to better themselves?
I think people can use it as a tool, first of all, by reading it and really allowing themselves to absorb it. I used a particular technique in the book where I italicize all the things that I want the reader to remember. So hopefully people's eyes will become accustomed to those, because those are like the lessons or the jewels that I want people to keep and hold on to. And the response I'm getting already from so many people, both those that I know and those I do not know, has been reinforcing and affirming that perhaps this value, this book has more value than just being of value to me.
Now, also, you got your acting start. Roseanne, is it? Am I correct?
No, actually, I began when I was 16.
Really?
I was in high school in a program called Project Upward Bound.
Okay.
And so it was many years later, actually. It was when I moved to Los Angeles, having been in a play by August Wilson, Joe Turner's Come and Gone. And it broke box office records at ACT in San Francisco, then came to Los Angeles, broke box office records at the Los Angeles Theater Center. And from there, that's when I began to do some of the things that I began to do as an actor, more television and film once I moved to Los Angeles.
Sure. So when you got your part on Roseanne, how did that make you feel?
It made me feel great. And it's really interesting because I was on the road touring with another one-woman show with the African American Drama Company, and I just had this feeling that I wanted to go home, because oftentimes if I'm out for a week and I have a show at the beginning of the week and one at the end of the week, you know, I would stay out on the road. But in this case, I just said, no, I need to go home in between these two bookend performances, and I'm glad I did, because once I got back, I found out I had this audition for the Roseanne show, and it was only supposed to be a guest starring role, one episode, turned out to be five seasons. So it was a huge blessing to be on a number one show.
That was Adila Bonds, the 11th segment of the year. Now we have a tie for the 10th song. First we'll play the first 10th song. The first 10th song is Russian Roulette featuring Rola with Intervention.
She's an intervention, a collection of bad relationships, bad pregnancies that came and went like friends with benefits. Organized pile of memories filed away alphabetically from A to Z. She had a collection of headphones torn of families. Every year she made her birthday wish on her cake, blew the candles out in hopes that history would disappear. Lucky foreign stars never helped, candles melted away. Never had a plan, being her obsessive compulsive library. She's a classy freak behind closed doors, but if folks could talk, they would confess to you what people really thought. Six mistakes she never made, bet me $1,000. Being a perfectionist was so much easier done than said. Buried her past under a pillow, wiped the slate clean. Caught the tears from dripping, leaking, she didn't wanna clean. Like a guy busting, he already done did it. So quick to make her feel good, and the job is finished.
20 years past, she's in the same position. Missionary style, soldier, no protection. With the Bible in the head and a dumb expression. Depression going wrong like the sun in the thunderstorm. Same story, different day, I don't understand. How you know your faults, but you don't wanna change. Same story, different day, I don't understand. You hold everything in the palm of your hand.
Misery needs company, and when it doesn't, it gets old. So she smiled and folded, gave in to the unwanted. Put her desires aside for the sake of her unrealistic dreams. Everything she wished for turned cold in the light of the streets. I feel the pain and struggle, but she asked for it. First come, first serve, when you knee deep in problems you cause. I gave her my shoulder, but she rubbed it off like a soldier. Got countless scars on her body, but she said they're all worth it. All she thinks about is a place to belong, places she's going in, not where she came from. Devious smile wraps the wrong, being a diamond in the rough is a struggle on its own. So she'll clear up the difference between genuine and fool's gold. But baby girl got issues, tissue soaked with relief, as she let her go out the front door, threw the last piece out the window. Her smile found reasons to glisten and ears to listen, that she didn't have to live this locked up place like it's prison.
20 years past, she's in the same position. Missionary style, soldier, no protection. With the Bible in the head and a dumb expression. Depression going wrong like the sun in the thunderstorm. Same story, different day, I don't understand. How you know your faults, but you don't wanna change. Same story, different day, I don't understand. You hold everything in the palm of your hand.
Be strong, you have to know weakness to understand the difference where you went wrong, so you can fix mistakes and not go down that road. You're predictable like a cigarette after good sex. So I know what you need after you made yourself feel excellent in bed. Some words are best when not being said, but showing what you really meant. I'm fed up with reasons why you said you can't change. Better yet, you don't want to. Cause and effect got you faking. For that, you lack my utmost respect. I know you second time around, I know your next move like one foot in front of the other. Guess and check Diva who got power. Don't bother, I still got your back when things get tougher. But this is the last line I waste on your drama. This is the last line I waste on your drama. This is the last line I waste on your drama. Drama. This is the last line I waste on your drama. 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 Drama.
20 years past, she's in the same position. Missionary style, soldier, no protection. With the Bible in the head and the dumb expression. The question going wrong like the sun in the thunderstorm. Same story, different day, I don't understand. How you know your faults, but you don't want to change. Same story, different day, I don't understand. You hold everything in the palm of your hand.
The palm of your hand, palm of your hand.
Of course, that was the 10th song, Russian Roulette, featuring Rola with Intervention. Next, we're going to go with the 10th segment of 2009. It is Ken Block of Sister Hazel.